Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Carrie Hines, this is Mike Hopkins from the Vet Talk Radio Show.
And this is Nicole Marie, Queen of the Morning, on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
We want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Enjoy your special day.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hair Radio. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
What you want me to be. One day
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
When I created Kerapy several years back, I was looking to do something for something big in the way of hair loss. As host of the show and all these other amazing things and being in and around the hair and beauty folks for so long and listening to the cries, the deafening cries of our amazing fans who suffer with hair loss, and it affects so many people. We're talking high numbers here who struggle with hair loss and the medical term alopecia. And so I wanted to address this product line in something that I felt could make a difference and literally give them a fighting chance to have another opportunity at growing their hair back. And I have to say, what I was able to work with folks who understood my idea for a scientific approach, along with some amazing all natural ingredients, and when it comes to product lines, everything is about having you know, what goes in that bottle be the best that it can be, and then also coupling it with an amazing name and branding. And that's what we did with Kerapy. And after rigorous testing and all of that, it was ready to make its debut. And I'm so proud. Our amazing hair shampoo and conditioner was released with amazing results to folks who have, it's made its way all the way over to Africa. I'm so proud of that. We've had distributors all over the country. We have orders that are placed to, you know, folks who carry our products at their hair salons and barbershops. And what I love about Kerapy is that it's used for men and women equally. And so it's good for the whole family. And it's all about stimulation of the scalp, and Kerapy specializes in that. And that's what I'm so happy about. Now, it took some work to get it off the ground. So I don't want folks thinking that it's so easy to develop products. It is not. It is work. And you need a plan and an effective product. And so otherwise you can be in big trouble. So I'm so very happy that we have Kerapy. And we will always have Kerapy. It is 100%, it's amazing, and I love it, and this is just the beginning for Kerapy. So the shampoo, conditioner, and our amazing beard oil that does so much for the guys. So, you know, this is something that is fantastic. The barbershops carry our Carapi beard oil. In their shops, we have all kinds of wholesale opportunities. You could even be a distributor for the beard oil. You could be a distributor for the shampoo and conditioner. We also have a complete line that is also being released as well, and so many other things. And I just want to say thank you to the many customers and fans of our Carapi products. And we thank you. And if you would like to order Carapi, certainly you can reach us, as you know, on the internet through our social media, or you can simply go to our website at HAIRadio.com and contact us, or just give us a call at our amazing brand new customer service number, which is 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. It's a toll-free number. And so I thank you for supporting my brand. And by the way, it's Carapi, as in carry and therapy. Thank you.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
guns like a Frankfurter. Accepted in my circles and a shot putter. I support ya, I surely support ya till the cross another fader. You're off to work, I can dig it.
Oh. Later.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry. And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp. And very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. Where business is just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
I'm Carrie Hines, and I have a very, very special guest co-host with me for this particular segment. I'm so happy. It really is all about Mary, as you guys know. We're talking about the one and only Mary Reed Johnson of Hairhead Heart. Good morning, Mary. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, listen, I am so excited to have you with us. We are going to jump right on in. It is a brand new segment called Does Carrie Care? Do I care? Do I really, really care? So this is what I'm kind of loving this because you get to choose a topic that I'm not aware of and ask your questions to one of our amazing guests, who is also a host on our network, Michael Hopkins of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Good morning, Michael, and welcome to the hot seat. You're on with Mary.
Good morning.
And Carrie.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Look at that voice.
There you go.
I'm
all right.
So happy to meet you, Mary.
I'm so happy to meet you, Mary.
I enjoy everything that you do on the show. I follow you. I'm one of your biggest fans. I follow you all the time.
That would only go to my head, and you know I'm dangerous.
Well, we're gonna see just if he stays a fan after being on a hot seat with Mary's questions today about do I care? So, Mary Reed Johnson, take it away.
I got one for you. Michael, does Carrie really care about nasal tanning?
Nasal tanning? No, I don't think that's in his top 10 right now.
Okay. All right. Well, Mary, tell us a little bit about nasal tanning, and then I'll tell you if I care or not. Michael
all
says
right.
no, though.
So nasal tanning is a thing. It's a craze. And if you survive, it's wonderful. So you just take this solution, you spray it up your nose, like literally, right? It has melatonin and some other stuff in it. But what it does is it changes your complexion so you could be darker. So it's an instant tan. Problem is, it does have some carcinogens, which a lot of things do.
Just a few.
And so, just a few. And so, it's a thing, and it's.
Well, hold it. Is it the outside of your nose that changes color, that darkens, or is it your entire face?
It changes. It goes throughout your body, so it enters your bloodstream.
Oh.
And it goes throughout your body, and you have a tan.
Wow. You know what? I can see folks trying something like that. Okay, I guess it's time for me to weigh in. Do I care? So listen, this is where you guys are listening for the bell. If Michael, well, Michael said I don't care. So if Michael is correct, you're going to hear that bell. Do I care, Mary, is your question.
Carrie, do you care about nasal tanning? Was Michael right? He said you didn't.
Yes.
Hey, it works for me.
Michael is correct. I don't care about that. Get rid of it. No nasal tanning. I'm sick of folks trying to tan. Be happy with the way you were made on this planet.
Amen.
Okay. I like it. Ready for another one?
No, I don't care about that. Yes, go right ahead. I'm loving this. I can get all my aggressions out today.
Right? All right.
Yes, go right ahead. Does Carrie care?
Okay. Mr. Michael, I'm wondering, does Carrie care about student debts being canceled?
Oh, I think so.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Why, Michael? Why? Yeah, but why do you think I care about that?
Well, the reason why I think you care, Carrie, is because student debts affect all of us. It affects all of us. I mean, that's less money that people have to spend on things, and so therefore maybe they don't come to get their hair done as much as they do, or their nails, or anything of that of that nature. Or the guys don't buy clothes like the way they normally would if they had the extra money. So I really think that's something that you would care about. It affects the economy.
Okay. Well, all right, Mary. So the question is, do I care?
Yes. So Michael says Carrie does care about student debts being canceled because it affects the economy. Now let's ask Carrie. Carrie, do you care about student debts being canceled?
Okay. Here, if you hear the bell, then Michael is correct.
Oh, boom, boom, boom.
Oh, no,
uh-oh,
that
uh-oh,
was the bell.
Oh, I
we
didn't
were
wait
building,
long enough. I'm sorry.
We were building the anticipation.
Uh-huh.
Listen, Michael Hopkins is absolutely correct. I do care about the student debt being canceled, but not for the reason Michael suggested so much. I care about the student debt being canceled because I owe money.
Uh-oh.
I still have student debt bills myself. Cancel away. Knock your socks
off, you know,
people. Yes.
For real, because the government, they wanted a program, but they didn't want to take the responsibility of managing it. So it ended up that the schools manage the programs. They also collect the money. And they also have the institutions that get the money. So it's a very silly situation.
Yes.
Which
yes.
leads to my next
now,
question.
Yes, I am super excited. I can't wait to hear. Go right ahead, Mary. Mary Reed
All
Johnson
right.
with her wonderful questions playing with Michael Hopkins this morning with a new segment, Does Carrie Care? So I'm super excited.
Yes, Michael. I like to see your brain just working, and it's like, what is Carrie thinking? So,
I don't think you've got anything wrong so far.
Uh-oh. You know, Barry, I can smell the smoke coming out of my ears right now as we speak.
Yes, my
well,
darling.
You're on the hot seat.
All right, Michael. I want to know, does Carrie care about supply chain monopolies?
Mm.
Ooh, supply chain monopolies. Ooh. Yeah, I think he would care about that one, too, because that affects all of us.
Wow, supply chain monopolies.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it might be tied to inflation and all the types of things. You can't get baby formula these days, blah, blah, blah. But in hair care world, there's a company that owns, say, almost 400 patents on products, and the next one down has 30-something patents. So that's a monopoly.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go ahead.
That does sound like a monopoly.
Yes. So let's go ahead and ask Carrie what were you right, Michael?
Does
you
Carrie
say he does
care?
Okay.
Michael
okay,
says
let's,
I do, right?
Yes. And is Michael correct, Carrie?
Okay. Well, I don't hear that bell. Do you guys hear the bell just yet?
Not yet. I thought this was the suspense part. There
Michael
it is.
All
correct.
Right. I do care about the supply chain monopolies. I'm concerned about the monopoly-ish part, but the bottleneck is where I really lay my concern, because America, we are feeling the bite in our pockets. We really are. Our wallets are basically empty. Things have slowed down, and a lot of it has to do with the conflict overseas that America is already, you know, supporting. So this has really created quite or added to the bottleneck that was already kind of underway from the pandemic. So I'm going to say yes, I am concerned about that. So I'm going to have to say, Michael Hopkins, you're pretty much, I mean, I don't think you've gotten one wrong yet. You know me pretty well already. Wow, I'm impressed.
We're on a roll here.
Yeah. Mary, we got to get Michael. We got to stomp him.
All right, I got something for you.
Okay.
You know, you have to tell me not to go too deep. So I got something for you.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So Michael, thanks again for your insight. I swear you and Carrie might be brothers, but we'll go here. And I'm going to ask you, Michael, does Carrie care about the lifetime appointments for Supreme Court justices?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. Why? He just doesn't care.
Yeah, he just don't care. I mean,
Let's ask Carrie. Carrie, Michael says that you don't care about lifetime appointments for Supreme Court justices. Is he right? Does Carrie care?
Okay, does Carrie care? Well, let's see. Do we hear the bell? Okay, are we building the suspense? Do we hear the bell? No bell.
No bell.
Michael's wrong.
He knows you very
no
well.
Bell
this is
today.
Good.
No, there
all
is
right,
no
right.
bell for Michael, and I'll tell you why. I absolutely 1,000,000% care about that's part of, in my view, the problem with the Supreme Court and this whole thing, which is this big carfluckle about the big thing being leaked with women's rights and all this kind of stuff being overturned. So with Roe versus Wade. So my big thing is no. It should not happen. I don't agree with the idea that they should be there for life, especially when they are, it's been politicized. They've been completely politicized. And to me, they kind of lost my respect years ago when they put Clarence Thomas. I'm sorry, not so much mm-hmm. about being a Republican or Democrat, but just it was clear that Anita Hill was telling the truth in my book. Anybody could see that she was telling the truth about the situation. And for them to just, totally put all these horrible folks who've abused the system, and then one of the ladies they put up, she didn't even know anything about the law. She didn't even know the first
pay. Really?
Like, I was like in shock. I mean, for the whole world to see it. So,
that should not be happening. I got to say one caveat with Clarence Thomas. He used to work for, I think it's Monsanto, right? And he was one mm-hmm. of their attorneys. But once he got on the Supreme Court, and I'm sure it was a process to make sure he got on, he's the one that wrote the case so that instead of them being considered an oil and chemical company because they had been cited for so many wrongs, he wrote the case, said that they were an agribusiness. And so a lot of the bad doing that they did with oil and whatever and not taking care of, mm-hmm. Whatever they were supposed to take care of, he made it possible
appeared
for
to
them
be,
to be an agribusiness and not be accountable in those manners. So, yeah, he's
so
been a bad
kind of
seed from the
to,
jump.
Like farm stuff, yeah. Well, this is the thing. I mean, don't know him personally, of course, but, the whole thing just smells horrible. And what it seems like that alleged behavior by his wife and all of this kind of stuff, we don't know what's really going on. But it just doesn't pass the smell test for me. So I think they need to bounce these folks out. There's not been one on the Republican side. Sorry to say it that way, because I really try to be neutral in that. I don't really care what affiliation you are, per se, if you're doing the right thing. But mm-hmm. to me, when I see one after the next, either being empty-headed or, you know, or being, you know, having abused women, and several of them, almost every one, you know, of the guys has yeah. had this kind of thing.
They're
I'm
not
like,
working
and you
towards
put them
humanitarian
up in,
good.
No, and this is the thing, Mary Reed Johnson and Michael Hopkins. This is the thing. All of this stuff, not any one of these things might make folks feel a certain way or feel like they're, you know, some folks may feel that they're at the end of their rope and they've just seen too much and they're tired. It's the accumulation of this. It's the, you know, the cumulative effect of all of this. It's just when you add it all up together, all this just no accountability. And that's what it screams with the those appointees. Yeah, they do all these hearings, but they're just hearings. They're going to confirm based on the, you know, whatever the political football has the scoring point at that, you know, whoever has the ball. So it's just too much for the American people. And it's just too much. So that's my big belief. Now, you may disagree. Send your letters to Mary. Okay. I'm just kidding, maybe.
I'll just forward them to Michael, so it's all good. No.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Oh, I love this. Yes, yes. I absolutely do. And folks out there, I hope you guys love it. If you yourselves have a question on whether I care, I'm going to have you guys to call in on our 516 number, press 1, and we'll see if we can get your question on as the last question for today. So I think we have somebody standing by. We'll see if we can get their question on as well. So take it away. Mary Reed Johnson, I'm loving this today.
All right. So I have a question for you, Michael, and that only you probably know if Carrie cares. So does Carrie care about Willow Smith's new music?
I can ring the bell on that one myself.
You said, uh-uh. Well, let's see. So, Carrie, Michael says, uh-uh. And he's just going to just
Well, I want to know why, Michael, says
already.
I don't want to. Why do you think I'm not interested in Willow's music?
Well, it seems to me, Carrie, a while back, when we were going through Slap the Gate, you made a comment
Slap
about
Gate, Slap Gate,
yeah,
with her dad, Will Smith, and Chris Rock.
Yeah, and I remember you making a comment about that, him and his music, and it was like, uh-uh.
Okay, that's what you're, okay, so you're sticking with it. That's your final
I'm
answer?
Yep, that's my final answer. Oh, yeah, final answer.
All right,
okay.
Carrie, you heard his final answer. Does Carrie care about Willow Smith's new music?
Okay, I think, let's see, do we hear the bell? Do we hear the bell? Do we hear the bell? If we hear the bell, Michael Hopkins is correct, and he wins the prize. Michael, I do care about Willow Smith's music, and I'll tell you why. Okay.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yes, yes. The key word is the new music that Mary said. I'm not so much enamored with the new music, but I absolutely love Willow Smith's big hit record. She had an incredible hit record with I Whip My Hair Back and Forth. And so I've got to get that for you guys. It's a great song. You have to YouTube it, folks. I Whip My Hair Back and Forth. That was her big hit, which I love. Now, as far as Will Smith's music, that's a different story. I always play Summertime, which was one of his big classic hits. And we
just played it on the show recently. We'll see if we can get it back on. And so I'm loving this. So I do care. I love Willow's song. And all the hair aficionados, anything that has to do with hair, I'm in. Did I get you on that with Michael Hopkins? No bell for you today, Michael. No bell.
Yeah, you got me. You got me on that one for 200. Oh yeah, you got me on that one.
I'm loving this. Well, Mary Reed Johnson, someone has pressed the number one. So I think this is a good time to bring them to the line. I recognize this number. Let's see. The Hair Radio Morning Show is welcoming one of Michael's colleagues. She is a producer on the Hair Radio. Well, now she's on the Hair Radio Morning Show, our panel, but she is a producer on the Vet Talk Radio Show. And she's out of Clarksville, Tennessee. It is my great honor to welcome Nur Jahan to this special segment today, which is all about, really, do I care? Nur Jahan, you've been listening, I see. What are your thoughts on this incredible segment? Did you guess any of these? What are you thinking today?
Yes, well, good morning. I was right when I was saying them to myself on the ones that you cared and you didn't care.
Awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fun and those questions that were asked.
Okay. This is a do I care question, Mary. All right, Mary and Michael. And all right, Nora, I'm super excited. I can't wait. Do I care? We're going to find out. Will she get the bell?
Yeah, I don't know.
Will she hear the bell? We don't know. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that is a magic question. Will she get the bell?
All right, I wanted to ask you. Thank you.
All right.
You ready for another one? Oh, my.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Oh, you got now okay. This, well, I was going to have Nora go ahead and jump in with her question.
Yeah, let have Nora ask one. Yeah.
Yeah, Nora, go ahead,
oh,
and then
Mary
we'll circle
was
back to Mary.
Ask me.
Okay, I got it the other way around. Okay, well, go right ahead, Mary. You guys have taken
over the show. I will ask Miss Nora a question. So, Nora, do you think Kerry cares about Elon Musk owning Twitter?
That's a good one. Nora, do you think I care about Elon Musk owning Twitter, who was just rumored to be in the process of purchasing Twitter?
Yes. Okay. So that's a loaded question in itself. I would say he does care, and I'm going to say my reason why is because it's not so much that he cares that he bought Twitter, but it's more so of the reason why he bought Twitter.
Michael, do you agree with that too? Hopper Hopkins.
Oh.
Did you hear that? Do you agree with that?
We were with Nerds
and
said, ew.
About Elon Musk buying Twitter.
Yeah, first I got to like Elon Musk, but other than that, nah, I don't think
right,
that's the
reason. Do you care? Do I care?
No, that's what I mean. Yeah, I don't think that's the reason why you would care.
Okay, so hold it. Oh, we got a split panel here.
Uh-oh.
So Nur Jahan says, yes, I care. And Michael Hopkins says, no, I don't care. So somebody is right.
sounds good to me so far.
Okay.
Well, how will we know who's right?
We're going to have to listen for that bell.
All right, okay.
We're going to have to listen
the bell,
for the bell.
And then you have to tell us who and why.
Exactly.
Tell us, somebody
is correct.
All right.
And that somebody is Noorjahan. Noor, you are right.
Okay,
you are
absolutely.
Actually, Noor hit it on the head because I am incredibly concerned only for what he is likely to do with Twitter. And I'm in shock that she knew so well. How did you even know that part? That was incredible. I was like, how did did you read my mind? How did you know that, Noorjahan?
Well, I kind of felt the same way, but it could be a Leo thing. We just think alike.
Yeah, like that was really, I thought that was incredibly insightful. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm impressed with that. That was a really good one. Because I'm very concerned about social media and the, now talk about Mary Reed Johnson used the word monopoly earlier on the segment. And I'll tell you something, I was just, you know, it is a monopoly with so many things going on out here. And this huge corporate takeover, it's not a done deal just yet as we hit the airwaves today. But I have to say I'm watching it closely and I'm super concerned. I myself am on Twitter. You can tweet me at HAI Radio while you're at it. But and I may not be for long. So you better tweet me while you can. That's how I really feel about it. So, yeah, I'm concerned about that because we don't know where this is going to end up. And there's a whole lot of talk about the former president being allowed back on the platform. I don't want to say his name, but there's a lot of talk about him coming back to the platform. That might be something that's on the table. And so and to me, there's like, I think it's 225 million people or something. To me, it is about, it's a lot of people on there. And it is about controlling so many people. I'm not a big fan of that. And I just am not a big fan of it. No. Not the idea of them controlling so much, but yeah, I am very concerned. So great job. Okay. Well, listen, I have to just, Mary Reed Johnson, I have to say thank you. I mean, you took a minute to pull all this together. Okay, folks, whose ever line that is?
That might all right. be mine. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. So listen, guys, I just want to say thank you because this really is all about just taking a moment to kind of give us some things to focus on outside of our normal milieu on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So first, let me just take a moment to thank Michael, who is the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys can catch him on Tuesday mornings, along with Noorjahan. They both are pretty much castmates, along with my brand new my normal, regular, daily co-host, and shouting out, of course, Nicole Marie and Otto and our entire team and the other two producers. Well, Nicole is a producer as well as Katrina. So all the above, our entire panel. So listen, thank you guys. Outstanding. So your gifts are in the mail. Thank you so much. All right, guys. All right. Thank you again. All right, good job.
Thank you.
Now, I have to say, bye-bye. Mary Reed Johnson, good stuff. Very good stuff. So how did you come up, Mary, how did you think of these questions today?
The mind of Mary. No one can tame.
I am in shock. Well, they were absolutely excellent questions. And, I mean, I've had a couple of favorite ones that you mentioned, actually. The Supreme Court one was one of my favorites. And also the big one on this social media. You know, I think this is really, yeah. So good stuff today. So listen, Mary, we've got a lot to go this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're always excited when you come back, as you heard Michael Hopkins host of Vet Talk, say he's one of your biggest fans, along with everybody out there. And everybody has heard Mary Reed Johnson at least once on this network. So you're doing
thank
it up,
you.
Mary. So listen, I just have to say thank you. And before we sign off, can you please, I always make sure you bring everybody up to speed on some of the things that you're working on these days.
All right. So Renaissance Woman is still in effect. Moved. Well, actually, you know what? I am in Minnesota even as we speak, actually, closing
wow.
up my old place, waiting for the movers, all of that stuff to get the rest of things to
wow.
Michigan. But in Michigan, I got accepted into my, because I recommitted to art, so I got accepted into an exhibit and competition for the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. And so I'm really excited about that. I forget how many thousands of entries, but there's only 300 that they picked. And then it
okay.
competes from there. So
okay.
I'm really excited. Big stuff.
Yes, well, it sounds
13 regions,
awesome.
And I'm one of the people. So.
Wow. Well, congrats
like
on all of the above, and we wish you absolutely nothing but the biggest success with that. I'm still on the fact that you will be literally you've changing time zones on us, which is great. You're coming into my time zone.
Nah, yep.
I think.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
it's
that's right. So that's kind of cool. Well, Mary, you know, everybody always. Yeah, well, you know what? I was going
to
ask you about this, too, because everybody always asks about, you know, Minnesota. And so the one thing that we were talking about just recently was that Prince, not only did he, you know, posthumously, we're celebrating, you know, a recent birthday for the Purple One, but you were a big fan, and there were so many folks who went by Paisley Park. So is there anything you can shed some light on, your thoughts? Of course, we've had his hairstylist right here on our show, as you know. Anything you want to add to that?
Oh, he just was doing things even before, you know, people knew. He gave to a black school that was struggling in a timely fashion, and now they churn out more graduates than, like, anyone else in the area. If you look up, there's a little clip floating around about him when he was a kid, and his nickname was Skipper, right? And he was just one of the kids in the crowd when the teachers were on strike. And, you know, you'll find it on the internet. And somebody just asked him, you know, what did he think? And he's like, you know, the teachers work really hard for us, and, yeah, I think they need more money. You know, just a little kid, and he was doing things.
I saw
Paisley
that, Mary, and I'm talking about he was like 8 or 9 years old or something like that.
Yeah,
and
he was a little
so
bitty
deep. I barely knew my name or how to tie my shoe at that age. And he was sitting up here talking about, like, at a teacher's strike.
Right.
You know,
right.
commenting on television. I said, you
yeah,
got to be kidding
me. Yeah, don't discard our babies. You know, they start somewhere. Paisley Park is amazing. He kept a lot of the people in place. The same people that put Paisley Park in order are the same ones that run the Elvis Presley Museum. So they are very
yeah.
serious about what they do, and it's very loving and great and wonderful, and you will definitely, it'll be so worth it if you get a chance to go. But right around the corner from where I live on Snelling Avenue, I used to know the address, but it's like 3808 or something like that, Snelling Avenue, is the house where they
Minnesota.
Filmed Purple Rain.
Wow.
In Minnesota.
Really?
Yes. So, yeah. So,
I just remember
absolutely.
That outside scene where the family, where the father, I think he had beat up the, I think
yep.
he didn't
well,
attack the wife or something.
That it, and
yeah.
nobody pays attention to it. I'm sure some, you know, whoever owns it, but nobody's living in there now. But anyway, it's the house. I'm going to send you a picture of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, please do.
Yep, addressed right around the corner from where I live, and it's just a house that they filmed in, you know, but it's so cool.
Wow.
So
no, that's that's big
he,
to
he
me.
He was busy. Yeah.
Wow.
Just a regular
Mary,
guy.
I'm just loving that you are an aficionado of Prince. We all are. And we love this. Now, you yourself, and I've got to give Mary a lot of kudos, because Mary also, one thing that I remember, and you guys, a lot has been happening out there where you are, Mary. I remember with the whole George Floyd incident, and Mary literally covered it for our audience. Do you remember that, Mary? She probably doesn't even remember, but she came on.
Because, I mean, again, maybe that's why I'm moving, but, yeah, it was right in the zone. So it's two blocks south and then four blocks west of where I am, where the George Floyd incident happened.
Wow. And my big question to you, I don't know if you remember this, but what I really wanted to know, that store on the corner, like the store that where the whole thing and supposedly or allegedly was trying to pass off a 20 or whatever.
Yeah.
We don't know what really happened on that. But, you know, I think I asked, had you ever been in that store? Did you see, have you ever had any interaction with that owner guy there?
Absolutely.
That kind of,
I mean, the people are very nice and that type of stuff, but it is known in the community for, amongst other things, kind of laundering money and this type of thing. They own about two, maybe more blocks around that area. And they have businesses, and they allow other businesses, I'm not even going to go, but anyway, a lot of these companies, I'll say alleged, but they are predatory things that are in communities, and people recognize them and they know, but at least they're there, it was no problem going there. It's like they weren't doing illegal things to us specifically who were buying a piece of bread or getting a money order, but there were things. And the store is still thriving, the restaurants and whatever else it has in the area
are still
thriving.
I would imagine that people have almost come there as a tourist spot, so to speak, sad to say, but I would almost imagine that. But I'll tell you something, with all that's going on in society, I'm real proud of his family members that have, they've created a charity and all of that. You can Google it. It's online. Just a lot. Yeah, I have to really say. So, Mary, I always put you on the spot, and I kind of have you unpacking a whole lot you didn't plan on unpacking today. But it's always a great honor and pleasure to have you bring us up to date on what's going through Mary. The next segment is going to be called Mary's Mind. Okay, we move from what does Carrie think to Mary's Mind. Well, listen, it's just a great thing to have.
I don't think people are allowed in that mind of mine.
Well, we got a taste of it today.
it's a dangerous
Mary Reed
place.
Johnson, I tell you, you always knock it out of the box. Thank you so much. Great job today, Mary. All right, Mary, thank you so much. All right, folks, stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. I'm Carrie Hines.
Hey, Carrie Hines, this is Mike Hopkins from the Vet Talk Radio Show.
And this is Nicole Marie, Queen of the Morning, on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
We want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Enjoy your special day.
You are. appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is mid-show. It's Friday, August 12th of 2022. It's our show number 742. It's about 7:07 in the morning. As yes, we celebrate. Well, we're going to celebrate a few big, big things. I guess it's no secret out there. It is my birthday. We're going to talk all about that in just a couple minutes. I want to take a moment to do something a little different this morning. I want to bring to the line my amazing co-stars on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. We're talking about, you guys know I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and my brand-new co-host, her name is Nicole Marie. She comes to us out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and it's my great honor. She gets up an hour early. She's in an earlier time zone. And just to be part of our celebration every day, and especially today on this very special occasion. Good morning and happy mid-show.
Good morning.
Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Yes.
Happy
good
mid-show
morning.
To you, Carrie, to all of our fans out there. Welcome to
yes.
mid-show. And happy, happy, yes. happy, happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it feels good. It really does. I have to say, it's a very special
Wonderful.
Day today for me. Yeah, so I got a lot to tell you about. Oh, you know we're going to
okay.
go in as
I'm
we get
ready.
Today.
I'm
with
ready.
With things that we have to go kind of get across. Lots of announcements to make, things you haven't heard. I think you guys are going to be quite moved. And I want to say thank you to a couple quick shout-outs, and we'll try to get everybody on. Queen Tree, so you guys hear every morning here doing a shout-out on the show. Wanted to shout me out this morning. Happy birthday, Queen Tree. Stand by. We'll try to get you on a little bit later. We have so
Wonderful.
Many folks. If you would like to do a birthday shout-out or just a shout-out to anybody, you may just dial the 516 number. If you've done that, press 1. That'll be our indication here at the studio that you would like to say something. So just press 1. We'll see that, and we'll get you on live. So listen, I have to say, my new queen of the morning, speaking of queens, we're talking about
yeah.
Nicole Marie. Good morning. Yes. So what
Good
have
morning.
You been bestowed now? Yeah, queen of the morning. How do you like your new name?
I love it. I love it. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, listen, as I said, we're going to do something a little different this morning. First of all, let me explain the music, because I know folks are like, what's going on, Carrie? The music this morning, I wanted to do something a little differently than we normally do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys have heard our
right.
songs that we play here on the show. You know, a lot of different R&B songs, which we love, and a lot of classic songs and new artists and old artists and retired artists and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
But I wanted to do something a little different today, and that is to kind of give you a little bit of taste of my other playlist, some of the things that I play, to give you a little, because to me, I think you can learn a lot by the music that folks listen to.
From your phone
and,
sources, yes.
Am I right? Yeah. So
yes.
I don't know what this says about me with all these songs, but listen, I have to tell folks, we opened up the show with a song by Santana and Michelle Branch called The Game of Love, and it's one of my favorites. Tina Turner actually recorded the song first, and she has an amazing
okay.
soulful, very soulful version. You know Tina Turner sings it. It was
yes.
soulful. So she has a very soulful version, but I love both. And then Michelle Branch, they had Michelle Branch to literally re-record the pieces of re-record the whole song, literally. And so it's a little weird because they both sound very similar, and you wonder sometimes why did they take, why did they have a different nationality person to re-record your song. So,
right, re-record.
So, very interesting. Yeah, so that's a little weird. But it's a great song, and I love it. It's called The Game of Love. You can Google it or replay the show and take a listen. You can look up Tina Turner's version. It's out there on YouTube and everywhere else as well. So that's really kind of cool.
All right, I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah, well, that was The Game of Love. We also heard, now that's not the version of the Frida Payne song that I love, but that is Vandegold, which is high on my playlist that I often
okay.
listen to. And one of the, yeah, and I also can listen to some rock songs. So I have only one real rock song that I absolutely love called Love Song, and Adele covered it, which
okay.
she turned it into a slow song. But I love both versions. I love the slow song and I love the fast song. I'm gonna get it on here, and I know it's a little crazy sounding for you guys. It's by a group called The Cure, and it's a great song. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. So that is what we're
we'll
talking
look
about.
Look forward to hearing that.
Yeah. So lots of very interesting things going on this morning, and. I'm just
a little bit more
so much to
find
talk
out about Carrie Hines.
Yeah, you know,
so
I have
insight.
To take one moment
yes.
To acknowledge this, the actress Anne Hesh, who had driven her car into a home. And our hearts go out
yes,
to her family and friends. She's not expected to pull through on this one. She's this woman, you know, I've watched her career over the years. She was the one famously dating Ellen DeGeneres back in the day.
Yeah.
And she's had so many things, and she's had a bout with mental illness. I don't think it's a secret. She's had so many already incidents, if you will. But this one was catastrophic. We're just glad that nobody else was injured. And just very
right.
sorry
so
for sad. Her. Yeah, it's heartbreaking. It's so heartbreaking. And I was hoping she really had pulled her, you know, could get through this. You know, mental illness
right.
is a very serious thing. I have something I've never talked about. A very dear, close friend of mine who suffers from this. And when I say close friend, I'm not talking about me. Okay, let me just say that. but I am talking about a very dear friend of mine who deals with this. And it's not just
yeah.
my friend who deals with it, because even when I'm in his presence, I can see it. And
yeah.
and it's just, it's riveting to know anybody who's dealing with that. And those are the folks that we know are suffering from mental illness who wear it literally on the outside as well. But there are many folks
right.
that we don't know.
That
we
don't
wear
know.
It on the inside.
No.
We don't know what folks are dealing
right.
with. Everybody is just,
exactly.
and these days with the COVID and everything else, just, you know, ready to, you know, strike a match and just wear off.
Right, very
you know?
Stressful. Yeah.
You bump into somebody
yes.
on the street, they're ready to take you out.
And they'll just set them off.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, everybody's
you just never know.
Pull back if you can. Pull back out of situations. Yes. Could you
right.
argue people down? Sure. Could you just call them everything?
But it's not worth it.
Sure. But it isn't worth it. And that's the key. So we want to remind everybody, think smart, be smart, and
yeah.
and take care of each other.
Stay
that's,
safe.
That's how you make it out here.
Yeah.
Stay safe. And so that's what we're doing this morning. So I just wanted to say that. And, again, my heart goes out to Anne Hesh and
yes.
her family. And if there's a miracle, I hope she can somehow come through this. Sure. Now, for me, like you, I start at the morning every day. I'm grateful to be here, and I have to just say thank you to
yes.
God for allowing me to see another day, and another
yeah.
year.
Another
it's
birthday.
Not just my birthday, but it's also my little doggy Peppy's birthday. So I'm real excited
nice.
About that.
Happy birthday,
yeah,
Peppy.
Share. Yeah, he's down there somewhere, and we share just a great love for life and just trying to do things in a good way each day. And I want to thank you, all the
wonderful.
Fans, and the wonderful birthday wishes that we have seen coming through so far.
Yeah.
Hope,
now,
yeah,
Carrie,
so
do you have
something?
Plans to celebrate
yeah.
today? Do you have plans to celebrate?
Yeah, we're doing that right now.
Okay. This is
yeah, we're doing that right now. We are just going in. But outside of that, no, for me, you know, honestly, I couldn't ask for a better life. I couldn't ask for a better life. I'm very blessed. Wow. And I'm going to share a lot of that with you guys this morning. It's giving me, I never know what mood I'm going to be in, but that's true every day, as you guys know, here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You get a real authentic experience every day with us.
Yes,
you really do.
Every day.
You get a true, you don't know. That's why our show is, it can't be duplicated. It can't
Not
be
at
duplicated.
All.
There are folks who watch every move I make, and the next thing they have the same type of things, you know, that I put out to the world. And I look at it as being, you know, what do they call that? That flattery or whatever.
Flattery.
You know, I really
yeah.
do. Yeah. But it's
not the same, though. If it doesn't come from you and your passion and from your heart, it's not the same if you just copy
someone
else. Well,
that's why I don't really care about it on that level, because I look at it that if you're just catching up to what I started 25 years ago, you are way behind.
You're behind.
I'm on to things that you have no idea about. So I'll give
you
plenty to kind of watch.
I agree.
So lots of big things. And we're going to share some of that today. I have a couple big announcements, probably about three big announcements that you're not going to really want to miss today. So I'll get on the love song and all of that good stuff. I want to hear some more shout-outs. We'll check in with folks along the way this morning. I want to get Michael Hopkins on the line. So we just that. So I'm super excited to bring him on. So I'll tell you what, why don't we take a short commercial break? When we come back, the Hopper, I call him the Hopper. He is Michael Hopkins, the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. He'll be joining Nicole Marie and myself. I can't wait to hear what he's got to say this morning. right now, this is really one of my super favorite songs. Again, it's only 2 minutes long for you folks out there just to hating on my song already. But just stay with us. We got a lot to get to this morning. You're going to have a ball here today. I really mean that. I think you're going to love it. So stay with us. Yeah, celebration. And we've got that, too. We got that and happy birthday. We got a lot of stuff covered. Stay with us. Here's the cure. It's right here.
Alone with you. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story. And we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, we're back live. It is Friday, August 12th of 2022. Again, it's hour show number 742, as we celebrate, which we really do every day here. Kind of taking a look. Oh, let me just get this down a little bit. This is, I'm celebrating my birthday today. Just beautiful here in Brooklyn, New York. We've got Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, joining us. Yeah, happy Friday. It's really beautiful. Well, I feel it here. I love the weather outside. It's a great day. It's a little gray here, but it's okay.
It's starting to have a little sunshine.
It's plenty of sunshine
the
right here
and the
on
heat
the
is
morning show.
We're celebrating today.
We are celebrating. As you hear Stevie Wonder in the background with our black anthem, happy birthday song. Absolutely. Well, as promised, we said we were bringing Hopper Hopkins,
Michael Hopkins,
yes, out of wonderful, beautiful Spotsylvania, VA. And so I'm super, super excited. Michael, good morning. You're on with Kara Hines. And
good morning, Michael.
Good morning, the King of Claims. Michael helps the veterans.
Good morning, Mitchell, and happy, happy birthday from downtown beautiful Spotsylvania. We're having liquid sunshine right now as I speak.
Liquid sunshine.
Oh, wow.
Liquid sunshine. No, it's raining down here in Army. We call that liquid sunshine.
Liquid. Oh, okay. I'm like, hold it. You started without me. No, I'm just kidding, everybody. You know, for those of you who like the liquid breakfast, no, we're not doing that yet. We'll be celebrating a little later today.
No.
There you go. But listen, Michael, good morning to you and to all the fans. And Nicole Marie, we are just celebrating. It is a fantastic day, I have to say.
Wonderful Friday.
Yeah, now coming up today, in just about a little over a half hour, we have some new folks who have, they've never been on our show before. It's a mom and daughter. So it's a mother and daughter.
Yes.
You talk about girl power, Nicole Marie.
You know them well.
Takia and Cammy. Cammy herself is about 11 years old. Yeah, she's an author.
11 years old, yes.
She has a great book out. And Takia herself is a hairstylist. I can't wait to get them on. We're going to find out all about them together because this is, again, their first time joining us live on the show.
Yes.
So we're going to have a great time. We're also going to talk about some of the things
exciting
that are coming up on the show. Yeah, they're going to hang out with us. So they're going to be our unofficial co-hosts for the hour, along with some surprise call-in folks this morning. So we're real happy about that. And we've got some announcements, as I mentioned, to get to this morning. in just a few minutes. So, yeah, it's exciting. It really is. I think I also slipped in earlier a work to do song, and that's not even the version I love, but by Vanessa Williams, the singer. But yeah, well, the original version is of course the Isleys. So you know.
Oh yeah.
We're going back now for
Michael,
you.
Michael, they're taking
kids.
You back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Ain't getting no better than that than listening to the Isley brothers from back in the day. And I am proud of
them. I love everything that the Isleys sing. I love all of their music. And what happens, a lot of the younger artists and the artists from different genres, like George Michael, he remade, I think, their Christmas songs and other stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of the younger artists
Not
will
remake
their songs. It's still, I think even Whitney Houston remade one of their songs or two. So, they've been around like us.
Yes, they have.
They still resonate. They're still
and so do we.
Viable. Oh yes,
and so are we.
Of course we do. Right.
We always do, yes.
So I'm loving that. I guess it's time for some of the announcements. I want to just tell folks, I think at the top of our show, if you've been listening for a while today, then you may have heard this. But it was about Karrapy, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y, K to the E, so well, you can know how to spell it. But that's a good point. Let me spell it for everybody. It is K-E-R-R-A-P-Y. There are two R's in Karrapy. And what Karrapy is, which I'm so happy, a lot of you are already familiar with Karrapy. You guys know that for the men, we make a beard oil. For the guys, we have the fellas, we got beard oil, Karrapy beard oil. All of that is available, and we have a beard oil song. I'll play a few seconds of it. Some of you have heard it. You love it. I've heard. I'll get it on for you in just a couple minutes as well. But for the ladies and the family, we have the Karrapy shampoo, the Karrapy conditioner, and we're going to talk about it because folks have been waiting for my Karrapy to come back. I did not want to bring it back until I was good and ready. And now I'm good and ready. So it's back, and it's back in a big way. It's not, let me say, it's not your typical shampoo. So if that's what you're looking for, you can continue to go to the 99-cent store. This is not that. Okay? This is not that. And it's also not the dish detergent. If you want Dawn or Tide, you can get those things. This is all natural and incredible ingredients. And it's fortified with a stimulant for the scalp. And we're the only African-American company in the United States who has this. And that's
amazing.
So we have our incredible, we call it the Mocha Madness, which is the scent is wonderful. And we're going to see, that's what we're going to try to get the Queen of Candles Blue, who should be on momentarily with us, to weigh in on that. But, yeah, so the Karrapy brand, which, again, I love. We actually have the site up, so I'm still building a whole lot to it.
Beautiful.
The store will be there. You'll be able to go in and buy the products there as well a little later today. But, yes, it's open. You can go to, www.karrapy.com. That's K-E-R-R-A-P-Y. It's a combination of carry and therapy. And so there you go, Karrapy. So I'm really excited about it. And also, if you guys are looking, you know, this whole show of the Hair Radio Morning Show is about entrepreneurship. Am I right, Michael and Nicole
You're
Marie?
Right.
It's
100%, Carrie Hines, 100%.
Yeah. So the idea is that we want to get folks off on the right footing. We have a lot of fans out there who would love to be in the hair and beauty industry. They would love to have hair products. Are offering an opportunity, and this is the first time I'm even mentioning this on the Hair Radio Morning Show, where you will be able to to become a distributor for the Carefree brand. So if you ever wanted to have a business in the hair and beauty industry, here's your chance. You'll be able to do just that. So I'm real excited. And you can go to Carefree.com.
Wonderful opportunity.
K-E-R-R-A-P-Y.com. K-E-R-R-A-P-Y.com. And you can read about Carefree and call here in the office. You know, we have millions of ways to reach us, including through our online community at HAIRadio.com. That's Hair Radio, of course. Hey, here's the beard song. I'll play just a couple seconds of this. It is for the beard oil, which, again, shampoo conditioner for women, the beard oil for men. Let me just clearly say that. But everybody can use the shampoo. I use my own shampoo and conditioner, and I have a head full of hair. My hair is a lot longer than those pictures you see out there on Facebook today. and that's because of Carefree. Here is a taste of the – I'm going to leave you guys' mic on. Here's a taste of the Carefree beard song. We'll talk on the other side of that.
Hey, man. How'd you get your beard so long? I've been trying to grow for, like, 3 years, but I still got all these patches. Tell me your secret. And he said...
Get the Carefree and rub it on quick. Get the Carefree, just let it sit. Had patches in my beard for oh so long. All I had to do was rub Carefree on. Now it's grown so long. Put some Carefree, that therapy. Right here. Put some Carefree, that therapy. Yeah, here. Put some Carefree, that therapy. Right here. Put some Carefree, that therapy. Yeah, here.
I just love that song. All right. Okay, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, what did you guys think?
Love it, love it, love it. It's very catchy. Very, very catchy. I love it.
Oh, you guys all just did it. Okay, check's in the mail. We're gonna turn to another business person, another entrepreneur on today's very special show. We are talking about, and I'm trying to get her to come up with our wonderful Carefree scent. That's the key.
Oh,
We're talking about the Candle Queen out of wonderful Florida. She's down in Jacksonville, Florida, every morning. I want to welcome to the show, you guys. No Blue already. She is a big part of our day. She always gets us off the ground smelling just great in our houses with her amazing scented candles. Good morning, Blue. You're on with Michael and Nicole Marie and me on our birthday show. Good morning to you.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. And good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning, Blue.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, guys. Listen, Blue, I have to say, first of all, Blue, did you hear that Carefree song? What did you think?
Very catchy. That's something you can sing and play back in your head. You could be singing that song while you're...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, guys. Well, you know what? We are, speaking of songs and all that, we got to come up with a great song for these amazing candles, again, from Divine Energy Candles, you know, incredible luxury candles. We just love them. So, of course, we're going to check in on the scent of the day, but is it possible, can we submit a song for our favorite candles?
Yeah, I'll try to think of a jingle. I got enough going on, but I'll try to fit in a jingle for us, you know, candle jingle.
I would love that. Well, listen, I think candle that's going to be just
A candle jingle. Okay, we're going to call it we got to come up with a name. What about a kingle? So we'll talk about that. Okay, so we've got to check in with you. We have been talking about the candle of the month, but first we want to get the scent of the day. This is important now. We take this seriously here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So today is a very special, you know, birthdays and candles go hand in hand, like gloves and fingers. So what can you say on this? You know, we're blowing out electronic candles. Yes, I'm only blowing out about 30-something. Mm-hmm. That's about as much as I'm going to light that electronic candle.
Keep going backwards, Gary. Keep going back.
Okay, thank you for that, Nicole.
Yep. Well, at least Carrie's not like me. He sets off the fire alarms like I do every time it's my birthday.
Michael, you have to have the big sheet cake to fit all those candles. You and me.
Pretty
both,
much.
Michael.
And got to invite the neighbors, too.
We both do. I mean, if I really lit up enough candles. But so let's go to the candle queen herself. So, Blue, what do you suggest? First of all, what's a great birthday scent for me today? Now, I do have my favorite already. You guys know I love myself. My bow ties and bourbon that I have here, and you've seen on the picture, and so that's on the online community. So that's really my personal favorite. But I'll go with the scent of the day. Or can I have my own? It's my birthday. I should be able to have my scent.
Yes, you should.
Okay.
You should.
Oh yeah.
And I was thinking birthday cake since it was fitting for your birthday. But I mean, we can have this in a whole lot of ways for your birthday. You know. It depends on what you like.
Thank you. I just love it. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen. So now, speaking of which, down in Jacksonville, what's going on down there? How is the weather down there? Is it really nice down there today? Because every day,
it's cloudy today.
Actually, we have to bring the sunshine today. So that's what
I'm gonna bring my own sunshine, but we definitely don't have it right now.
Wow!
I'm bring my own. Yeah, I'm having to light up the room myself because it's not doing it out there today.
Wow!
Oh, that's not good for Florida.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I'm hoping. Well, they said rain, so they said bring your umbrella today. So yeah,
well,
so bring your umbrella today.
Wow. Well, listen, I wanted to do something. We're going to have a little fun this morning, a little different. And of course, we're going to have some questions and all that. I know you guys. In the next hour, we'll have Takiya and Cammy will be joining us. And we're also going to have a little bit of a turning of the tables. I'm going to have you guys ask questions coming up at about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central time this morning. My amazing co-stars are going to turn the tables and ask me the questions. So you don't want to miss that. Again, coming up in the last half hour today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, listen, I don't know about you guys, but I have had this incredible, I don't talk about it much, but here in New York, I have some real folks who kind of like to be nosy. And, they're a little on the nosy side. You know, I got some neighbors. Not neighbors, but some neighbors. And they are real nosy. Yeah. So I got to actually kind of be quiet because they can hear me. But let me tell you, today on the show, I wanted to kind of do something really crazy for my birthday. And I wanted to count down 10. Okay? Now, they don't know this, folks out there. I have not discussed this with our co-hosts. I wanted to count down 10 of the nosiest TV sitcom neighbors of all time. 10 of the nosiest neighbors from your favorite television sitcoms. So, for example, number 10, you guys may not remember this show. You may not remember this show. It was called Three's Company. And we have a couple of entries from this show all by itself. But this was a show going way back. Blue, I really was probably just being born around there some way.
but I caught the reruns. And we're talking about Mr. Furley, the one and only Don Knotts, who played the neighbor on the show. Now, who remembers this? Michael, do you remember this show? Of course, I'm going right to Michael first on
this,
buddy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. Oh, yeah. I definitely was a fan of that show from the beginning.
You remember
it was just,
this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember when Don Knotts first made an appearance because the Ropers moved.
Oh, wow. Michael, you do go back. Well, surprisingly, the Ropers are a little bit further down on the list as well because they were quite nosy, too. Well, listen, that is great. Okay, so for the rest of you guys out there, now I know that Blue never heard of this show, but yes, it was out there, Blue. There was a show really called Three's Company. And I don't know about you, Nicole Marie. Have you heard of this show?
I have heard of the show, and I did watch some, like, of the reruns of the show, but I wasn't a big fan. But I have seen it before.
Yeah.
So
well,
I am familiar with the show.
I'm raising my hand because I certainly was, and I love that. Number 10 is Mr. Furley. Number 9 on our list, of course. Now, I don't know if you guys know her. We're counting down some of my favorite nosiest sitcom neighbors. And number 9, it's a lady called Pearl. And I don't know who can guess who she is. Hold it. I heard some laughter, so somebody must know who Pearl is. But I'm so happy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Michael, who do you think Pearl is? Now, again, we've not talked about this, but who do you think Pearl is? Is that Helen
that
Martin?
Was. Can I name the show, Carrie, or are we still in suspense?
You most certainly may. Go right ahead. Knock yourself out.
If I remember correctly, that was with Marla Gibbs, 227.
Yep. Oh, wow. We need a bell this morning. Do we have a bell? We got a bell. All right. You got it. Yes, that's right.
Pearl was
wow, it's amazing how the name. I'm just blown away that you guys even know the name. Like, the fact that you know the name, just Pearl, is crazy. First of all, I guess the name is a little bit on the older side. So, yeah.
That is so
okay.
True.
Yeah.
You couldn't forget Pearl.
But Pearl,
given those looks,
I don't know,
she was.
You remember, do you remember this? Now, I don't
I do.
Know if you guys. Wow. Well, 227, What I loved about this lady, Pearl, the actress, she also used to, for when you really go back, she was even on TV earlier than that when she was also Wanda on Good Times. And I think she was Wanda. I'm not sure. She was always at the funerals, and we all know somebody like that. And Brian. Remember that? So, okay, so
ooh.
She is number 9. Number 8. Over to one of the shows that has been remade in recent years called One Day at a Time, and, of course, the character Schneider. We're going to say he was the sixth man, and in the recent reboot with the Latino family, he was he owned that building. So it's really funny, by the way, if you have not seen the reboot of the show.
Number 7...
It's really good. It's I think they have it on part of it on one of those streaming services. I love the new version, by the way. I don't know why that show has not become a big success. It's incredibly funny. They had a great cast. Rita Moreno was in the reboot. It's very funny. I don't know why America does not put stuff like that on the network TV. Who can figure it out why they don't? I don't understand it. And they give us garbage. I better move along. Okay. Number 7 is Louise Jefferson. Now, Louise Jefferson was the nosy neighbor on the sitcom All in the Family, but when she moved over to the Jefferson, she wasn't that nosy over there. I'd say the Willises were more nosy, but Louise Jefferson, when she started out on All in the Family, she was nosy. She and what was Archie's wife? Whatever the wife was.
Edith Bunker.
Thank you, guys. Yes, you guys got it. So that was that.
And real good stuff. Now, I also have to say, I think we had, there was number six. I think we're up to number six. And I've got to tell you, who do we have at number six? Let's see. Oh, okay. I'm going to see if you guys, well, we mentioned this earlier, the Ropers, of course, back to the show, Three's Company. And I loved Mrs. Roper. She used to wear these big, like, muumuu type of house dresses, and they were very nosy. Number five. This goes back. Michael, I'm coming back to you. You and I are about the only ones who might know this show. It's called The Honeymooners.
Oh, yes.
So, well, it's still in reruns, so some of you guys may have seen it. With Trixie and Ed. Now, this, I forget the fellow who played the friend of Ralph Cramden.
Art Carney.
It was Art Carney. Yeah. Right. And his wife, Trixie, I think she may still be alive. She's been around for a long, long time. If not, she must have just passed. Yeah, she's really been out there for a long time, still going strong. And so they're at number five. Number four, this is the lady, to me, who took over when Mother Jefferson died on the Jefferson. And that was the incredible Florence. Florence, who played the maid, who was the maid on the Jeffersons, I should say, to Louise Jefferson and George and all of them. I think Florence was kind of nosy. Was she kind of on the nosy side, guys?
Oh, it's beyond kind of.
A little bit, yes.
A little bit, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And Blue, yeah. Did you ever watch any of these shows, Blue? Oh, I think we got Blue, and it's my fault out there. Blue, are you there? Yeah, there you go. Your mic is on now. Blue, did you ever see any of these shows?
I saw all of them. Helen Martin was one of my favorite nosy people. Jack Tripper and the Three Girls from Three's Company was my favorite everyday late night show. Yeah, I watched all of them.
Whoa.
I'm a young old person. I watched all that stuff with my grandparents. Every show you said, I knew everybody that you called out. I was sitting here like, wow. These are some great shows.
You watched all of them.
You might catch me watching Golden Girls every now and then, not right now, too.
Oh, was that not the show? The Golden Girls?
Yes, it was.
To me, they need to do a remake of the Golden Girls. Am I right?
They do, but it won't be the same without the right originals.
Well, no. You can never touch the originals. But what you can do is find us some old broads now or old guys or anybody old. I'll take them and just throw them together in that same apartment. I would love that. It would just mean so much. You know, I have to say my favorite episode of all time is when the author who played Dorothy, who happened to be also on All of the Family, remember? So anyway, the author... Yeah, when she left the show and she kept going out the door and coming back through a different door. And then at the last time she came back, she did not come back through the door and they were all just standing there. Boy, oh boy, I'd really digress this morning, guys. So that's
okay.
Yeah. So
you're allowed. It's your birthday.
I'm allowed. Thank you so much. So Florence was at number four. So number three, okay, here's the last three. This is really tough for me, too, because I don't know how you guys are going to take this. But I've got to say number three was, it's hard with these last couple of ones. I'm going to say Lenny and Squiggy.
Oh, Lenny and Squiggy.
No, they're not really at number three. They just deserve an honorable mention. But they were from Milwaukee, and you guys remember Laverne and Shirley with the late Penny Marshall.
Yeah.
They were great. Now, number three is The Neighbor. And I don't know if you guys will agree on this, but she was the nosiest neighbor. She always came through the door. You always saw her make an entrance. Hey, y'all, what's up, y'all?
Hey. That was her line when she came through the door. We're talking about the one and only Wilona. And she can go by one name. I've never known another Wilona. Have you guys ever met anybody named Wilona?
No, have not.
I have never.
So when we say Wilona, you know who we're talking about. Of course, the famous Wilona from Good Times, who actually was the
Good
singer
Times.
Of the theme song of the Jeffersons. Remember, she sang the theme song. But yeah, she was Wilona, the neighbor to the Evans family. And we had the creator. Let's not forget the Hair Radio Morning Show actually interviewed the gentleman who created these characters. He was on our show and wished us and our listeners, when I came back to the radio show, this very show he was on, to talk about the success of creating those characters with Norman Lear. So, but yeah, Wilona, I believe it's here at number three. Number two, I'm going to say number two, this is really, she probably is, she's the half of a husband-wife team from a show called I Love Lucy.
Yep, I knew you were going to go there.
You knew we could not have a list without
Ethel Merkle. Queen of comedy.
Yes, but Ethel, and what was her husband's name?
Fred.
Fred and Ethel Merkle, right?
Yep.
I used to love, now, I still read about all these characters, and they said that they didn't get along. That was the gossip mill. And they said that Ethel, she, you know, because Fred was the gentleman who played her husband was so much older than she was. And they just, boy, if you ever read, you need to Google those stories.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
The actress Vivian Vance talking about the gentleman. Oh, boy.
Yeah, William Farley.
William Farley. That's all I'm going to say. You get ready. I hope you're sitting down when you hear how much they didn't like each other. But anyway, they're at number two. Who can guess? Okay, since we've never talked about this, and this was my personal birthday treat today, so thank you for indulging me, folks. Who can guess who the number one nosiest neighbor that I've ever seen on a TV sitcom ever? She was so nosy that her husband, every time he got up to go to the window,
you gave it away.
He never saw what she saw.
Oh,
and the show ended without her ever proving what she saw. And we're talking about nosy. She put the
N
in the word.
No, I can't say it.
Oh, hold it. Let me make the rounds first, Michael, because I got a feeling you know who it is. Does anybody have an idea who I'm talking about besides Michael, who goes back to me and I go back to the beginning of the time? No, you don't know.
I don't.
Do you know Nicole?
I don't.
Okay, all right. Blue, do you have an idea?
No. I'm going to be loving to hear this one.
Okay, let me just say, how about the name Abner? Does that make any sense?
Oh, I'm chomping at the bit over here.
Okay. Abner was always reading the newspaper, and his looking out the window over at the Stevens house. And boy, oh boy, did she see some things that, you know, Michael, who are we talking about this morning?
We are talking about Mrs. Kravis on Bewitched.
You got it. Nicole Marie, did you guess that too?
I did not guess that, but I know who you're talking about now.
Okay, well, that might have been a little bit before your time. That was a bit early. Yeah, Blue, have you ever heard of Bewitched?
I love Bewitched.
Yeah, I love Bewitched. Her husband, her daughter. Oh, yeah.
Was she not nosy?
Yeah,
all night, all day.
Always out that window.
Yeah.
Always had tea for the tea, and she kept it hot.
Yeah.
What's so funny about it is that if every neighborhood had a Gladys Kravis, she could be the entire night watch.
honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a show. But they kept, I think they had a couple of Gladys Travis. Yeah. So I think they had a couple of them, if I'm not mistaken. So listen, folks, I know it's a bit crazy this morning. I just wanted to officially just tell you how much fun, just to take a moment or two, just to peel back some of the other routine here each day. And that's what the joy is in doing the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm going to park it on that. Was that not a little fun, a little impromptu, a little crazy and wild, but it is Friday, and it's my birthday. So
it was fun.
Yeah,
trip down memory lane.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Thank you for indulging me. Well, listen, we've got some new folks coming on the airwaves in just a couple minutes. Takia and Cammy, I'm really excited to get them on. It's a mother and daughter.
Yeah.
One is just 11 years old, and she's actually an author. You talk about being a go-getter. I don't think you can get any more going than that. So real excited this morning. So I want you guys to stay with us. We're going to first, I want to get this song on. We're going to take a little tiny bit of a music break. I've been playing some of my favorite songs today. And briefly, I'll just get this on. This is one of my favorites. I was been kind of thinking and looking back over the last 100 shows, because we do about 100 shows a year of this broadcast. And so in the last 100 shows, between now and my last birthday, this person was on our show. Well, actually, not the singer, but her assistant. And so it was a little sad because she had passed away, but you know, the music that she left behind, being one of the Supremes, we're talking about the great Mary Wilson, who assistant was on our show. So this is one of her classic club songs that it's one of my favorites. That's why I'm getting it on the show today. You'll have to play back some of our episodes that we talked to her assistant, her last assistant, all that stuff. He was on to do some big stuff with us and not too long ago. But here is my favorite Mary Wilson song. It's a little bit clubbish, but I hope you like it. We'll be right back. We'll just play a little bit of this. We'll be right back. Stay with us. And coming up, we're going to get a couple brand new folks to the line. So stay with us. When we come back, they'll be with us.
that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is our spotlight hour, our third hour of the day. You guys know we're here till 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Time Zone. Speaking of Central Time Zone, let me bring back to the line, of course, our illustrious co-star, the new queen of the mornings. We're talking about Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. Again, good morning.
Welcome all our fans to our Spotlight Hour.
Yes.
And again,
we're
happy
have a
birthday
great
to Carrie.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Nicole Marie. Appreciate that. Yeah, today's August 12th. It's Friday morning. It's our show number 742. It's about 8:07. Listen, we're bringing to the line just some incredible, wonderful folks that we've had the recent pleasure to meet. And I really want to just have Nicole Marie to introduce these wonderful two new folks to the show. One is an author,
yes,
who's only 11. Okay, so I'm going to let Nicole Marie, I'm going to let you just take it away. Go ahead. Do the kind introduction for us this morning.
Thank you, Carrie. I would like to welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show for the very first time, Mrs. Takiya Chase Smith and Cammy Love. Welcome, welcome.
Hi.
Hello, glad to be here. Thank you for having
us. How are
us.
You doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing? And also, happy birthday, Mr. King.
Oh, thank you, Cammy. Oh, how sweet. And I just love your voice. You have such a great, you know, we here on the show, we rarely get a chance to have such a young and dynamic person like yourself. So welcome, thank you, and welcome to the show for both you and your mom.
So happy to have you on here, yes. Okay, well, let's jump right in. Let me start with Ms. Takiya. I know that you have recently moved. Can you tell us where you are located right now?
Yes, so we moved to North Carolina, to New Bern.
To North Carolina, okay.
New Bern.
My family's from there, so I can say that. Go ahead.
Yeah. And you moved from Florida, correct?
Yes, I moved all the way from Florida, and then we took a pit stop in Maryland for a few weeks, and then we made it to our grand arrival in North Carolina. My mom is from North Carolina, but she hasn't lived there since she was probably 6 or 7. You know, we did the summers back in the day, back and forth in Carolina.
Exactly.
Yeah, we never lived there. So when I said I was moving there, she was like, "You're doing what? You're moving to the country, girl. There's a tree like that."
And there are definitely my family's from the country there. Real, and it when we say country, they put
it's
the C
country
in the word country. You haven't seen country until you've gone down there. I love it, but it can be a little southern. But southern doesn't mean country. Country means country.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Okay.
It certainly
good
doesn't.
Stuff. Okay.
All right.
Well, welcome.
And Takiya, I know in your background that you're retired from the Army. So can you tell us how many years did you serve? And I know you're actively involved in a military sorority.
What?
So I served 16 years in the active duty Army, and I was medically retired in 2017, November. So it was like right after my birthday when I did my retirement in December. And then I joined my military sorority in August of 2017. Yes, because I moved to Florida. So I joined the military sorority in Maryland. Then I moved to Florida because I got stationed at MacDill Air Force Base. And so I went there. So I joined the sorority in August. I moved there in October. I did a year. And then I retired in 2018, November. So
wow.
It was
wonderful.
It was quite, I enjoyed it. My military sorority, I love them to pieces. I'm a president for our Maryland chapter. And they're like, are you moving to the North Carolina chapter? And I'm like, no, I'm staying in Maryland chapter. Just have to travel a little bit more.
Yeah. So how has that been? Yeah, you've moved around a little bit. You had a military career. How do you, you know, what, isn't that a big question you get all the time about your time to service? And I want to thank you, by the way, for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people always ask about that.
They do. A lot of people ask about, like, you know, you're military, you have kids, how does that work for you or
right.
the kids? So I enjoyed my military career. We traveled a lot. We got to see quite a few things. I've lived in New Jersey, North Carolina, Florida, the DMV area for quite a while. And I did a couple overseas tour. I lived somewhere else that was pretty cool.
Wow. Well, it's always
lots of travel, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to say it's always exciting to hear. Now, and we're going to talk a lot because, Takiya, I want to talk a little bit, and we're going to turn to Cammie because with her exciting career. But you're also, this is what got me, you're a licensed cosmetologist?
What? I am.
So you got to tell us about that. You're on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You know you're not going to get through our doors without talking about a career in the hair and beauty industry to the folks who put it down for 27 years. So tell us a little. I can't mention age today when we have such a wonderful and illustrious young person such as Cammie on the show today, you know, because I sound like really up there. So so I just want to say, yeah, so tell us a little bit about your career in the hair industry, Takiya.
Yeah, so I am a licensed cosmetologist. I'm currently licensed in Maryland and Florida. I went to hair cosmetology school in high school, so I've been doing in the hair industry for quite a while. And then I also went to barbering school. I just wanted to learn how to cut hair with the clippers, so I took barbering school as well.
Wow.
But I had a kid on in 2014, I think it was from 2014 to about 2017 when I left to move to Florida, and I loved it. I love doing kids' hair. I like the attention of children. I like to be able to, you know, talk to them and help them to grow, learn, understand things at a young age because when they get older, they kind of remember what you taught them.
True. That's right. That's right. Well, I tell you, I'm blown away, first of all, and you mentioned about school. And as you were saying this, Takiya, I was thinking for even myself, we had a big hair show. You guys know I run a hair industry promotions business in addition to everything, you know, we do. We also had a live hair event in Atlantic City, New Jersey on the boardwalk, first to ever do that. And so, but what amazes me about your story and reminds me of our own similar journey in that way, and that is that we invited, like you had to high school, you took the cosmetology classes in school, and we did the same thing. We had all the kids, I'm going to say young people who were in high school taking the cosmetology class. Now, there were no fellas in that particular, you know, at that show that we did, but we had tons of the wonderful young ladies who were taking cosmetology in high school. They came to our show. We introduced them to the great-great-granddaughter of the lady who started it all, Madam C.J. Walker. And so those high schoolers, they loved our show, which was Hair Nation Expo in Atlantic City. And so you just remind me of those, that their careers start at such a young age, and you knew what you wanted to do, apparently. And I love that. Absolutely. So this is why it's time to turn over to Cammie. We've got to talk to Miss Cammie a little bit about, first of all, Cammie, you have written a book. We have to tell everybody about your book. What would you like us? What's the title of your book and what can you tell us?
Okay. The title of my book is Cammie's Spa Party. And I created this book because because my mom had her own hair salon, and there were a lot of kids. There was a lot of kids that would come in, and they would be, like, crying and scared to get their hair done. And then some of them, like, their hair wasn't, like, taken care of properly. So my mom was like, you should write a book about hair care and then, like, how to properly take care of your hair. Well, like, there's different types. So, like, how I took care of – so there's different ways to take care of certain people's hair because we don't all have the same hair texture or hair type.
Wow. Now, if you learned that at your age, that is incredible. Most of the people my age have not learned that.
Exactly.
So, and they really should have, Cammy. So great. Absolutely right. So I love this Cammy Spa party. So what did you enjoy most about going to your mother's salon? What did you enjoy most about it?
I enjoyed most. I had a lot of things that I enjoyed most, but my top thing is that I got to meet a whole bunch of little kids that lived in my area that I could play with all the time.
Exactly. See, I love that. I think I would have just been crazy had my mom had a spa. You know, they had to pull me to, you know, go into the barber shop. But that's because I had older brothers who would always threaten that they were going to give me a baldy haircut. So I didn't like going to the shop so much. But I love your story. I absolutely do. And I want this book to get out there to everybody, Cammy Spa Party. So so now I've got to turn back to your mom, Takiya. How do you feel with, you know, having a daughter that has done so well with, doing something like this, creating a book for kids? How does that feel?
It feels great. So everywhere we go and she tells people that she's an author and she started writing books to like 7, they're amazed. And she hasn't stopped yet. So she continues to do great things. So she makes me so proud of her all the time. Because she doesn't, like I said, she has an entrepreneurial spirit and mind. So anytime you're talking to her, she's talking something dealing with business. So she's trying to figure out what she can do to help the community and how she can make money to save. To help with the homeless. So she loves working with the homeless and helping the homeless. I mean, if you ask her questions, she'll talk about like the helping the homeless all day long because money she spends, she takes care of the homeless. You know, she was doing like homeless bags when we were in Florida. She was spending her own money and then she was selling like a lemonade stand and stuff. And she would do care packages for the homeless. So My baby girl has made me really proud. I'm so glad that she loves
that's
the
wonderful.
Hair. Thank you.
Wow.
Yes. And Takiya, didn't you also or Cammy also just sponsor a back to school drive?
Yes.
What?
You did. Williams, Oxford, North Carolina did a back to school drive. She did a back to school drive and we donated books. So we had people to purchase books for at a wholesale price. And then every book that they purchased, we were able to donate 2 books to the back-to-school drive. So I think we donated 42. We just got a couple more donations the last
wonderful.
Couple of days to donate. So if you have a school that's going back-to-school drive, let us know, and we'll see if we can raise funds to support the back-to-school drive because we know some kids, they need to have a little bit more encouragement in reading. If they read books that look, you know, with characters that look like them, and can relate to what they're relating to, then it makes it a lot more fun. And it's not just learning at that point when they're reading books, you know, that they can relate to.
Wow. Well, first of all, I'm blown away. I look up at the TV screen and I'm looking and it actually says girl power, right?
Yeah.
The CBS Morning News.
Definitely girl
so,
power.
That's your tagline, actually, Nicole Marie, the New Queen of the Morning.
Yeah,
girl power. Okay. And I'll represent guy power today. And we've got wonderful Cammy on who will represent young lady power and young author power out there with her great book about what is Cammy's Spa Party, I think it is. And we have the young author, again, 11 years old with us today. And her mom, you just heard from, Takiya, I'm just blown away. And I had to be real quiet here because this is amazing to me, this whole story.
and to have you guys on. And she's so she's just poised. Just, you know, Cammy's got a lot of poise. I can hear it. And, you know, for somebody, you know, I'm just impressed. Somebody who's young to just be, you know, so talented. I'm trying to think, was I that? I don't think I was quite that talented. I think I figured it out a little bit later, you know. So I think this is marvelous. Yeah. So what, don't the other little kids, don't they sometimes want to, you know, aren't they it's just so impressed, Kia, with, you know, Cammy's ability and all that she's accomplished?
They are.
What are some of the things that you've heard?
So this was like the most amazing thing. So Cammy has did a radio. Hold on, Cam. So she had did a kids radio show a couple, like what, 2 years ago?
Oh, get out of here. Stole my idea. That's what I wanted to do. Okay, wow. And how was that experience?
It was amazing. Like we had children come on and they would talk about their business. And then we would air, you know, for other children that had businesses. And she met one little girl. And the little girl, they love each other. They became, like, best of friends. They were on the phone for, what, 2 hours? The show was an hour. They were on the phone for, like, 3 hours.
They talked for, wow. They went hardcore. That's a lot of time to talk as a kid.
Yeah,
wow. I can barely talk an hour. No, I'm just kidding. I talk for 3 hours every morning. The co-hosts are like, you got to be kidding, Carrie. Wow. Well, I'm just so impressed. And I think this is really nice. Well, it is great to have you. I want to talk a little bit as well about the book. I want to find out all about going to this Cammy spa party. So I want to find out all about it in the book, a little bit more about what the book. We'll take a little tiny break. We'll come back with a lot more. This morning, we're chatting with Takiya and Cammy. And Cammy, of course, 11, right? Cammy, aren't you about 11 years old?
Yes.
Okay. Cammy's like, I got to think about it. Kind of like me today. Again, thank you guys for helping me to celebrate my birthday, which 11 plus, I forget how to add up to 35, which is still way too old to be talked about this morning. But anyway, we're having a great time today. We're going to get on some music. We're also going to have a little bit more to talk about. We've got to check back in with Takiya as well. And Michael Hopkins, we're going to bring him to the line. Give him the last word today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And a little bit more with Miss Nicole Marie taking over in just a bit. So stay with us, everybody. We got a lot more to get to this morning on my birthday celebration. Plus, I've got some announcements that we'll get on a little closer to the hour. So so stay with us. We'll be right back.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Oh, we know, Carrie. We're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So it ain't, when we're dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as It's going to be all right. No, it's never going to be all right. It's always going to be excellence, Carrie. Because that's what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely. And I think it's trusting, Carrie, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Carrie, and then we trust each other.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention, she praises an image, she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining, deep within the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. As cover girls don't cry after the face is made, but there's a hope that's girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer.
Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world. It's a broadcasting hair industry institution.
Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it is Friday morning, August 12th of 2022. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. It's about 8:31 in the morning as we broadcast out of Brooklyn, New York. It's so nice to have you guys with us. It's a very special broadcast today, and that I'm getting a chance to spend with you on my birthday. We won't say quite how far along we are, but we're happy to have you guys to help us to put it down. So thank you so much for being with us. Now, my amazing co-star is Nicole Marie, and then we're bringing back to the line two guests. One is an author, and she's only 11, okay? She's got a wonderful book out called Cammie's Spa Party. We're going to hear all about it. And the inspiration, all that wonderful good stuff. Her mom is with us, of course, and her name is Takiyah, and we are so happy Takiyah Smith. Takiyah is with us as well. So first, Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. So good morning again to you, and happy
good
third
morning
hour.
Good morning again. Yes, happy third hour to all of our fans. And welcome again to Takiyah and Cammie. I would like to turn to Takiyah real quick and just ask you, you wear many hats. What or who has inspired you along the way to become the entrepreneur that you are, that you have obviously passed on to Cammie?
Wow.
I know that you do so many things.
I do. Thank you so much. First, I thank Jehovah for blessing me with the ability to do all these things and the encouragement to. But I think that the person that makes me strive to get started with entrepreneurship is my mother, because she was such a go-getter when I was younger. She did the Army. She was in the Army for 24 years, I believe. She did pizza deliveries. She did Tupperware. Anything you could think of, she did when I was growing up. And so I always, you know, grew up knowing that, okay, I have to be an entrepreneur, because you can't just go to work and think you're going to make it. You have to do a little bit more. And she always gave me another, because I would go to pizza deliveries. You all may remember home interior decoration. She did home interior. She did jewelry. She did a bunch of things. So she gave me the courage that I needed to say, okay, I'll be an entrepreneur, and I'll try to make it, you know, with my family. And then my children, my family, my husband, they appreciate me being an entrepreneur and striving, think outside of the box, because, you know, I do a little bit of everything. I do Mary Kay, 360 photo booth now that we just started for the kids. So I'm always finding something to put my head in, life insurance. And so my family plays a big part of that, because if they didn't support me, I wouldn't be able to continue to be an entrepreneur. So I definitely need their help and support.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Sometimes it comes from just seeing. I was listening to you as you were just telling us, Takiyah, and it just reminds me that sometimes just seeing our parents, seeing what they do, is enough to inspire us. And
Absolutely.
And we don't even realize that we are kind of taking it in. So I'm just loving this. So just to quickly turn back to Cammie for one quick second on this incredible book, Cammie's Spa Party. Now I have to say, Cammie, what else can you tell us about this incredible book? And what do the kids say about your book? That's what I'd like to know.
I've sold books to a lot of children because it's like a children's book. And most kids with their feedback would just say that they liked like the crossword puzzle in the back, or that they liked the illustration, and that they loved that, like, the adults, like, the parents of the children, they would be like, oh, I like to, like, put your family in, like, the front pages of it.
Wow,
and
that's
how
so lovely.
Appreciate what
it really
did.
Well, I'm loving that. Now, Cammie, what would you like to be when you grow up? That's the question of the day. Yes, and we're going to, while we have them to ponder that, I'm going to turn to you, Nicole Marie. When you hear of this incredible story with Takiyah and Cammie, what comes to mind for you?
It's just amazing. I just love how she is watching her mom or has watched her along the way and wants to follow in her footsteps and do some of the same things that mom is doing, like having the interesting hair. She's an author herself and just having just that entrepreneurial spirit at such a young age. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
I'm blown
away. I just love to see that.
Me too.
Yes.
Now,
and like you said,
I gotta
she
say,
has so much poise and grace at a young age.
She does. Yeah.
You
they
know?
Both.
Like
she's
ready for
away.
It. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. So, Takiyah, I have to say, now, what's next on your big list of things? First of all, is there anything left that you guys? I don't think there's anything left for you guys. You guys have done it all and done it well and done it beautifully. But there, of course, there's some long-term goals. So what else would you want to share with us this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
I'm trying to think. Yes, we have done a lot. There is still so many more goals and objectives that we want
to reach. There's a lot to come, right?
So there's a lot of things that we wanted to do. I think we want to write more books about self-care. Cammie's coming out with a book. She came out with a workbook this summer. So we're working on another fictional book. And we want to talk a little bit more about self-care.
Has Cammie done the book signings too? You know how you go to the places and all the kids and everybody line up and want an autograph book copy. Isn't that always fun to do? You guys, if you haven't done it, you got to do that.
Yes, we've done a couple. She was actually the grand winner. It was called Kidspreneur, and they were in Jacksonville, Florida. So we went there, and she came in third place because there were all children on earth, and they had to do their pitch and, you know, set up their table, their vending table. You know, they were graded on or scored on their presentation for their business, how they delivered themselves, and then their pitch. She came in third place in her age bracket. So that was a huge win for us.
That is beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. Now, and Nicole Marie, you could jump on in. I was just wondering because, you know, and you're around a lot of kids in education and all of that.
Yeah.
I don't remember any discussions about entrepreneurship in school ever, honestly.
No,
I'm sorry to say that. There's none.
And it's definitely something that needs to be, that our kids need to be exposed to at a young age instead of taking that creative spirit out of the school with our art and our music and so forth, we need to be putting
that back into the school. Yeah.
I know. We definitely need to put that creative spirit back into the schools so our children can become more creative at a young age.
And I'm loving that with Cammie and her book, Cammie's Spa Party. I love this. 11 years old and an author. Takiyah, great job, okay?
Wonderful.
And the love and support of her family and her siblings, awesome. Now, I've got to tell you, even for myself, you're absolutely right. See, growing up and not having that spirit that, you know, in the school so much, I'm grateful that I had a mom that, God rest her soul. Takiyah, you remind me of that spirit in supporting your kids, your children, the young people. That's what my mom did. And so she encouraged me. She bought me, back in those days, we had something called the encyclopedias. I had A through Z and those big old dictionaries and all those special side books. I had the whole set, which you had to have money back then. My mom was a nurse.
Yeah.
So she, a single mom as a nurse, so she really, we were considered I grew up in a big part in North Philadelphia. So for us, we were kind of like the wealthier kids on the street, so to speak. So I had it all, and I just had a great time. But she, whatever I wanted, I had. And that was a real great thing.
Great.
And she really supported the creativity. It's so bad that now, if I'm not creative, you know, I actually feel stunted. I have to create almost every day. And Nicole Marie, you know this to be true.
I know
very
it.
Much so.
100%.
Yeah, I have to be creative.
You're the most creative person that I know.
Well, I got a rival now. I think Cammy is giving me a run for my money this morning here on the show. And she's only 11. So, I'm just loving this morning. I love it. It really, it's there are no words for me.
Very inspiring.
So that's why, yeah, I sit back and I just listen. How beautiful. Don't you just get filled with joy? Like, I couldn't sit down. I mean, Takiyah, aren't you just excited about all this?
Yeah, definitely am. I tell her all the time how happy I am of her. And how I appreciate that she listens. So that's one thing that she does do. When you sit down with her and she's coming up with her ideas, she listens and she takes criticism very well as a young person. So when
mm-hmm.
she's coming up, I allow her to, you know, pretty much run her business her way. And then I'll just, you know, ask her questions a little bit, you know, to make sure that she's thinking outside of the box and she's thinking about what the next person will want to hear and want to see as well. So I just appreciate that she does, she listens. And she'll take, my advice.
That's wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, I'm loving this morning. And you guys are just great moms. I mean, that's just as simple as it goes. And, you know, present company absolutely included in that. The queen of mornings, my new queen of mornings, of course, Nicole Marie.
Thank you so much.
You're doing a great job as moms out there. Speaking of, and I'm going to shout out all the moms, okay? And I also see some of our great friends and supporters on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I think I see Miss Siobhan out there. Good morning out there. I'm going to shout her out this morning from Blue Rock over in West Orange, New Jersey. One of our big supporters. And she kind of reminds me a little bit in that vein, too, being a licensed cosmetologist with wonderful girls
yes.
and daughters doing so much out there. So that's my big shout out this morning to one of our colleagues in the industry as well. So, listen, I'm going to get back to our incredible guest this morning. Real happy. Also, we got some more birthday shout-outs. And I've got some more announcements, something that you know, that I'm going to share when we come back. So do not go anywhere on this Friday morning. It's August 12th. We're live. It's about 8:43 in the morning. And I'm out of Brooklyn, New York. You guys, we're all over the place this morning. Nicole Marie, you
yes,
are down in, you're in Water Valley.
Water Valley,
and,
Mississippi.
Yes. Our special guest, Takiyah, you guys, you and Cammy are out of, I don't even know, where was Florida somewhere? Where are you guys right now?
We are in Orlando.
You guys are all over the place.
Yes. We're in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Is going to college, so we're on our way to Miami this afternoon.
I'm loving this. And we're going to shout out. So, yeah, because it's not Cammy, which is, she's been doing an incredible job, but you have a couple kids. You have other children, right?
Yeah.
So shout them out. What are they named to? Give them a shout out this morning. We got to shout out everybody.
So Khalil's 18. He's going off to college. And then I have Terrence, who's 14. Those are my babies. I love them pieces. I don't know what I'm doing next week, y'all. You have to pray for me.
Oh, wow. How wonderful.
They're going to make it.
So before, I know we're supposed to take a quick break, but Cammy, how did your brothers feel about your success?
My oldest brother, the 18-year-old Khalil, he felt good that I would be making money and didn't have to keep asking him about it. And then my 14-year-old brother, he liked the idea as well because I would be able to give him more money.
We'll take that little tiny commercial break. We'll be right back. And don't forget, Michael Hopkins will be joining us, too. And I have a feeling he's going to be talking about I'm not going to say. I'm going to tease it.
We already know.
We know where Michael's going. We already know. So we'll see if we can get Cammie back to weigh in on all of that and let her finish her thoughts right here. So stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
It's Kathy from the South Jersey area, and you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand-new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story. And we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. It has been just an incredible day here on the broadcast as we start to wind down. It's Friday, August 12th of 2022. It's show number 742. And today I'm celebrating. It is my birthday, and I'm so happy. I couldn't ask for a bigger, better birthday. And I just want to talk for a quick moment. We'll get everybody on. And our special guest, and I just want to say thank you to everybody. I have the best life I could ever have, and I'm bringing on Nicole Marie out of Water Valley. Nicole Marie, I've just been enjoying this last 100 shows and just so much going on. Right now, I think I'm the happiest I've ever been, ever. Right now,
wonderful.
My work is featured in Upscale Magazine, the brand new issue that's on the newsstand all over the country. Thank you. So I've got like 5 or 6 graphic pieces. Like I did the artwork
that is wonderful,
for their advertisement for Upscale Magazine. in addition to their 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio network, which you guys can hear at upscalemagazineradio.com. Yeah, so real excited about all of that. Plus, we also have brought back our therapy, so we'll be talking about that in days to come. Our entire shampoo, conditioner line, all that, you can go to therapy.com, and that's K-E-R-R-A-P-Y.com. And just so much, and we've just launched a new foundation on traction alopecia. So we're going to see if we can get the word over to Jada Pinkett Smith. Had this
education
foundation been in place a little bit earlier, I think it could have avoided that big slap that the world heard. And we'll be talking about that in weeks to come. But right now I want to get on just to swing right back to Takiya real quick, because I want to talk to Takiya and Cammy and find out what's next for them. So our guest today on the show, let me just say that safely. Of course, Takiya and Cammy, the young author, 11 years old. At 11, I think I was just learning how to tie my shoes. I certainly didn't write a book. So Takiya, Cammy, good morning again, and thank you so much for being our guest today.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, great job, guys. Listen, I'm going to work in Michael Hopkins, too. I'm sure Michael has some things he might want to say. He's one of our co-hosts now on the show, where he hosts his own broadcast on Veteran Affairs. And Michael does a lot of claims for the veterans. So I have a question. I'm sure he might have a question about your illustrious career as well, Takiya. But Michael, good morning again, and welcome to the Spotlight Hour.
Good morning,
you've been
Michael.
Listening. Yeah, you've been listening to the broadcast. What do you want to say this morning as we welcome our young folks on? We have Cammy, the book author, of course, for Cammy's Spot Party, and her mom, Takiya Smith. So what would you like to say, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, besides good morning, I just want to salute another one of my first service members, Carrie Hines and Nicole.
Oh, okay.
I really do, because it's just, you know, military people. I just love military people. Yes,
me
I did
too.
Do 21 years in the military, but I love military people. We are so resourceful. We don't quit. We always can come up with something. And I just salute as a service member, as a mother, as an entrepreneur, it's just blowing me away. And Cammy, you just keep doing what you're doing, because I know by 21, she is going to
be
president. It could be. That young lady is on fire at 11 years old, and you're an entrepreneur. 11? I'm like Carrie. At 11, I think I was still playing with G.I. Joes at 11.
That's incredible. Yeah. So I love this.
You're so welcome.
You guys are so inspiring. I mean, I know you're gonna get tired of us saying that. You really are, but it's so true. And to me, it means everything in the world to have young people who are entrepreneurs. I love entrepreneurs. It's been my heart and my passion to help folks like myself. And so I recognize young talent. I love it. I think it's fantastic. And it's nothing but a bright future ahead. And Takiya, you should be, you know, just overjoyed. I can't, you know, I just had to be quiet. I said, Nicole Marie, you're going to have to take the question lead on here, because this is just too explosive. And it's wonderful.
Yes.
So great job for everybody all involved today. And I couldn't ask for a better way to spend my birthday. So I thank all of
you. Exciting day. Wonderful.
Yeah. It's been
wonderful. Celebration.
It has been, and it's just a reminder of, you know, starting out and when I began my journey as an entrepreneur. And again, the support from my mom, which just was incredible. Even to this day, my dear, my older brother who has been a guest, Dr. Leroy Hines, has been a guest many times on the show. He continues to inspire me. He's been like a surrogate dad. Just really great people, all my friends, all my family, they've been wonderful, and we're just getting started. We're just getting started. So look for new shows, a new broadcast all next week. I just want to remind everybody that we've got a lot going on, so please, you know, keep going back to our website at hairadio.com. We'll put some more updates there. Listen over the weekend to upscalemagazineradio.com. This show will play back there a little later this morning. So this very whole three-hour broadcast will play back over there when you go to upscalemagazineradio.com. It's on now. They're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They play a lot of our classic hair radio shows when you tune in over there, plus a lot of music and some other interviews that you don't hear anywhere else. I'm going to shout out Upscale Magazine to their listeners, to the readers first, and, of course, the fans at their new 24-hour network. So thank you. And to the staff over there, we love them. They've been great, great colleagues in the business. And to my amazing co-stars and co-hosts on the Hair Radio Morning Show, Cammy, our guest today, Takiya, great job, guys. Great job this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Awesome.
Really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yes, and before you guys go, is there anybody that you want to shout out to this morning? Cammy, why don't we start with anybody you want to shout out to? Takiya, anybody you guys want to shout out?
I want to shout out my two older brothers, my Gigi and my Nana and my dad.
I love it. It doesn't get any better. Takiya, I don't think you can top that. Can you, Takiya?
I know, right?
I don't.
I'll just shout out my husband because he's listening live, and then anyone that was listening from my post, because I made a couple posts. So if you joined, I thank you for that.
Awesome, guys. I think this is
wonderful.
Nice. And, of course, I promise Queen Treese. Queen Treese, I don't know if she's still out there, but I just want to say thank you so much as well for being a fan of the show and always tuning in as well to our broadcast. So thank you guys. And I see some other folks up too, so I can get them on. Yeah, I see a 205 area code that ends in 23. If you are still listening, what's your name? You're on live on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning, you guys. I'm BB calling from Birmingham, Alabama.
Good
morning.
Yes, thank you so much, BB. She's going to be at BB. You're going to be on the show next week. I can't wait. So what a nice surprise. She's a cosmetologist, a business owner, just doing some big things out there. She's what a great surprise. You've made my morning. So what a special show. All of you guys, thank you so much for spending this very special day. It doesn't get much better.
Thank you.
I'll see you back here 6 o'clock in the morning. On Tuesday, that's our next live broadcast, everybody. It's 6 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. Tuesday next week, we'll be back live. So, Nicole Marie, everybody, thank you so much for making it a special birthday party.
You're so welcome. Enjoy.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including